Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised Second Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 45 of Heroes Unlimited. We're at the beginning of the skills section, and the rubber is meeting the road at this point. We're done talking about the irrelevancy of skills. We've established that none of this matters. Now let's talk about getting out our mechanical pencils and filling a lot of little boxes and lines with all this meticulously calculated irrelevant information. As mentioned yesterday, this page has most of the educational level table on it, other than the street schooled result, where you didn't finish high school and therefore grew up to be Bad News Brown. All the results other than that are on this page. And for the most part, you're going to be rolling these randomly. But once you do, you're going to have to decide sort of like, what is the optimal career path and educational path for you based on the educational level that you have. So I want you to think of this page really as your advising appointment. I'm going to lay down for you what opportunities, what sort of strengths and weaknesses the different kinds of education have. We'll talk about your career options. Let's start with the high school graduate. So this is just straight up high school diploma, no college, no military, no nothing. Immediately, this takes us over into the right-hand column where we discuss special restrictions and notes. Generally speaking, the higher you roll on the education level table, the better skill bonus you have and the more skill programs you get. However, certain skill programs are off limits to certain educational levels. High school graduate is quite limited. You get two skill programs, but you can only select from the following: computer, criminal, domestic, physical, language, rogue, which doesn't exist, so don't take that one. That's why you needed these advising appointments, technical, and weapon proficiency ancient, but not modern. If you go to a high school with a good PE department, you can definitely specialize in ancient weapons, but you can't learn to fire a gun in high school. That would be dangerous. Notably, that criminal skill program, which is like the rogue skill program, except that it exists, there's limited access to the criminal skill program. Fancy college boys can't take it. You can only be a criminal if you have a high school diploma, if you went to trade school, if you were trained in the military, or if you have the espionage educational level, yet another thing that doesn't exist. So if you've got a high school diploma, perhaps you'd like to go into crime. Interestingly, the street schooled character can't actually take the criminal program. You're a self-taught criminal, but you didn't have the opportunity for intensive academic development of your crime skills as the high school graduate did. If only you'd stayed in school a little longer and been able to get into those seniors-only classes about, you know, safe cracking, three-card Monty, and firearms, too. In many places, there's an end run you can do around restrictions. So, for example, while you can't take the modern weapon proficiency program in high school, if you take the criminal skill program twice, you get all the standard criminal skills, then you get four more skills of your choice from the rogue category or the weapon proficiency categories. So if you devote your entire high school education to taking exclusively crime classes, if you go to your guidance counselor and they're like, you know, college isn't for everyone, have you considered being a sort of enforcer for the mob? Then you can just, you know, stack up your whole schedule, maybe take even some extra units, do some volunteer work with the local mafia, and you can actually learn to use a Tommy gun in high school. Now, you may want to take your education further, though, if you're interested in violence. Don't settle for being a towny enforcer for the mob. There's no reason for you to get on that pipeline, you know, straight out of high school, to breaking legs in the same neighborhood you grew up in. If you've got a gift for violence, don't settle like that. You want to move on to the military. The military educational level gives you the basic military skill program, either a military or communications skill program, any other skill program of your choice except for science or espionage. So this is where you could pick up criminal if you want to do a kind of cross-disciplinary thing where you spend like a quarter of your boot camp time learning how to cat burgle. And then you get your 8 secondary skills. But nothing in there gives you a bonus over plus 10%. That's basic training. That's for grunts. You know, it's got its perks. But if you don't want to go to college, but you do want to have really high bonuses in the few important skills you're going to have on your sheet, what you really want to shoot for is the next educational level, which is trade school, or, and this is key, on-the-job training. Because as we'll soon discover, on-the-job can mean any fucking thing. Trade school gives a plus 15% bonus to the skills that you get, which is the highest skill that we're going to see until we get all the way to 4 years of college. And when they say on-the-job training, the authors are thinking of anything. Like maybe you went to DeVry, or maybe you were raised by wolves. Like maybe you were trained by Artful Dodger. Because trade school can take almost any skill. You want to be a criminal? The criminal program is available to trade school. You can go to the Chicago Crime Institute, pick up all those technical crime skills. You can take the military basic training skill program with on-the-job training if your job was, you know, guarding the compound for some kind of militia out in the foothills. Espionage skills, spy stuff, available only to the military specialist educational category. And trade school, which I feel like is only a 2-year course, but I guess you're not a spy. You are to spies as mall cops are to real cops. You're like a secret agent for county government, but you can still get all those sweet espionage skills. Trade school is great. And if you've got very specific career aspirations, you definitely want to be raised by wolves, because some skills you can't get any other way, like the disguise skill. What if you want to be like a Hollywood prosthetics artist? I mean, the decline of practical effects in Hollywood, I feel, is due primarily to the fact that almost nobody can get the disguise skill because it's an espionage skill. But if you're raised by wolves, you can take that skill. Hollywood is waiting. But if you let your guidance counselor talk you into going to college, you're going to end up in one of the next few educational levels, which are the boring ones. 1 year of college, 2 years of college, 3 years of college, 4 years of college. These give you skill bonuses ranging from plus 10% to plus 20%, a number of skill programs ranging from 2 to 3. But the college years are actually some of the most limited in terms of those off-limits skill programs. For example, the criminal program, off-limits if you've had college education. Apparently in the world of Heroes Unlimited, there are no drug dealers who took 1 year of community college and never finished, which is not my experience of drug dealers, but you know, it's a fantasy world. You can't get those sweet military skill packages, you can't get any espionage skills, no advanced piloting, no weapons engineer. You don't get any of the fun stuff. This is the big chunk of the percentile list. 31 through 80, you have just about a 50% chance of landing in this area. You don't know how to use a jetpack. You don't know how to repair a robot. You don't know how to pick locks or crack safes. You basically get either physical skills that make you punch harder or pointless skills that nobody cares about. Things pick up, though, with the military specialist skill program. This is sort of like the military program from before, but it means you're like a Green Beret or whatever. Not only do you get the basic military training, but you get some espionage skills if you want. You get more weapon proficiencies. It's the 90s. If there weren't an option for playing a superhero who's also a grizzled special forces guy with beard stubble, the game would not be complete. And then from there, starting at 86 on this percentile table, we go to the highest echelon of higher education. Starting with the bachelor's degree. Not only did you take 4 years of college, but you finished. You got that degree. You've got 4 skill programs at plus 20% and 10 secondary skills. However, these are still all the boring skills. Having a bachelor's degree just means you are more competent and rounded at skills that nobody wants or cares about, which is sadly true to life, at least in the humanities. Then comes the master's degree, which opens up robot mechanics and the medical doctor skill. Although if you've only got a master's, you're not legally a medical doctor, but you've taken enough medical training that you can take the skill and function as a doctor. It's just illegal. Then finally, we've got the doctorate or PhD. This is the jackpot. 4 skill programs at plus 30%, 10 secondary skills, and things start opening back up to you. You still can't be a criminal. No doctors are criminals, and you can't really take espionage skills. However, you can take robot mechanics. You can take the medical doctor skill and be an actual licensed doctor. Also, mysteriously, you can take advanced piloting and weapons engineer. So you can learn to drive a tank or pilot a sub in college, but only as the capstone of your postgraduate education. However, that does mean that you can only learn how to pilot a jetpack if you have the official title of doctor, which seems right somehow. In fact, I think that if you can pilot a jetpack, you should get an honorary doctorate. What you'll notice about all of these educational levels, and the dumbest thing on this page, is that they're mostly distinguished by skill packages you can't take, not by skill packages that you must take. Other than basic military training for the military specialist and the military educational levels, there's basically no minimum of like academic roundedness or excellence that you have to achieve at any of these stages. The classic example here is the doctorate. All that having a doctorate means is that you get a sweet plus 30% skill bonus and 4 skill programs, which you can select from a wide variety. If you want a wide variety of skills, you could take, you know, science and the medical skill program and the technical program so that you've got, you know, your art elective that you took and you also speak a couple of other languages, you know how to do research. You could create the rounded PhD character. Or you could just straight up take the physical program 4 times, just have a PhD in being jacked, and just leverage that doctorate purely for the number of skills it gives you. I mean, it takes 3 skill selections to know martial arts. If you spend all your time in high school in kung fu class, you're not going to know a lot of other things. But if you took it all the way from high school to a PhD, you can know how to do kung fu, be a trained acrobat, play football, be a bodybuilder, know how to box, climbing, gymnastics, running, scuba diving, wrestling, you can run marathons. You never have to learn an academic skill to get your doctorate. Not only can you coast to your bachelor's degree just by playing college football, you can actually advance all the way to a doctorate in college football. I want to make a quick plug here. I've talked about Heroes Unlimited on another podcast. Dr. G, longtime listener to the show, a great supporter of the show, he has a podcast, Dial G for Gamer, and I was on it talking about Heroes Unlimited back during the Ninjas and Super Spies season of MDC. And one of the things we talked about there, as I recall, if it wasn't edited out, was that I actually like how in Heroes Unlimited you roll randomly for skills, because part of the fun of superhero comics is that superheroes come from all different backgrounds. You can have a teenage kid who's still working things out in high school on the same super team with somebody who is, you know, an MD. It gives a nice extra dimension. It gives some color to the superheroes who are sort of on the same level power-wise. That's great. And that could definitely have been introduced here by having different sort of OCC-style skill packages, so that one of the things you could roll, for example, would be doctor. You're a medical doctor. You get the medical doctor skill. You get the science program. You know how to speak a non-native language to you, and you also know how to play an instrument because of, you know, the academic requirements of getting into these competitive schools. Or you could have expanded trade school out. You know, maybe separate Technical Institute versus Made Man in the Chicago Mob versus Raised by Wolves, rather than sort of having this general purpose on the job training category. And you could have made some kind of distinction between, like, the practical make you stronger and faster skills that superheroes are actually going to use and that will affect the balance of the game versus the flavor skills that are fun, but it's maybe unfair to ask a player to choose to be a classically trained dancer by giving up a shit ton of extra SDC from being a boxer. So the lack of differentiation between these different levels is really the dumbest thing on this page, especially because the whole right-hand column is taken up by restrictions on which programs you can take and what kind of skills you can have. And those restrictions turn out to be almost irrelevant given the massive loopholes introduced in the pages to come. Before we leave this page, let's revisit my poor, dumb, unlikable baby, Borgen. If she were another kind of character, I would be rolling for her skills on this page. However, because she's an alien, she has her own special skill rules. But I'm going to be giving her skills, and it makes sense to talk about that on the podcast while we're in the skill section. So I'm going to do this slightly out of sequence. I'm going to go ahead to the alien section and roll for her skill selection so that I can pick up skills for her as we go through this section. So, minor spoilers for pages 95 and 97, I'm rolling on the Determining Education and Skills table in the Alien section. That's a 34, which means that Borgen is a military specialist. She gets 5 espionage skills, 5 military skills, 1d4 physical skills, plus a hand-to-hand combat skill of choice, 4 weapon proficiencies, and 4 secondary skills. And she gets a 10% bonus on her espionage and military skills. So Borgen's pretty lucky. She gets those sweet espionage skills, which are so hard to get. Or are they? Join me tomorrow to find out more about those loopholes I mentioned on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That's ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Art of Escapism, whose work you can find at soundcloud.com/artofescapism. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.